Hey, what up, what up? It's your man Sam, host of Just Talking With Sam Podcast. Just Talking With Sam Podcast. Man, we got a good one for you guys today. We're going to get into it. We're going to talk a little bit about them NBA playoffs and everything that's going on in the news today. But before we jump into all of this, I want to introduce you, reintroduce you into the epicenter. Everything revolving around the Just Talking With Sam Podcast can be found at SamShowNation.com. Yes, SamShowNation.com, your home for everything relating to the Just Talking With Sam podcast. And on the home, we got to pay some bills. And I got to say, on the home page and current promotions page, there is a donate button. By hitting that donate button, you can give whatever makes you feel like a good person right into this podcast. We put every single red cent right back to this podcast, knocking down server costs, any other expenditures that we have to do here at the podcast. Donate button comes right back into this podcast, making it a bigger, better, badder, greater podcast. So thank you guys who have done that. Those who want to do it, the link is still there. Also, if you want to, maybe you want a little bang for your buck, maybe you want to show off your love, no problem. You go to SamShowNation.com, you go to the SamShowNation store, you can get your favorite swag, whether it be t-shirts, whether it be hats, whether it be whatever. We got you covered right there at the Just Talking With Sam store. You can get everything that you need there that you can show your love for the Just Talking With Sam podcast as you go out through your daily life. Also, speaking of the podcast, you got to hear it. You go to SamShowNation.com, the podcast link. And by hitting that podcast link, you can listen to the podcast. All your favorite podcasts are right there at SamShowNation.com. Or maybe you listen to your podcast differently. We are currently on Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, iTunes, good old RSS, and wherever audible things can be heard. I'm pretty sure I'm on every phone. Android, Windows, iTunes, Android. Yeah, we're pretty much there. So if you're looking for podcasts, please look up Just Talk With Sam Podcast, or you go to SamShowNation.com. You can listen to it right there on the homepage. Subscribe to it right there. First sponsors, good folks at, you guessed it, Chicago Steak Company. They are new, but let me tell you something about the Chicago Steak Company. The Chicago Steak Company is the premier provider of gourmet steaks, seafood, and desserts. They got a bit of a sweet tooth. Here at the Chicago Steak Company, they know quality, and they are dedicated to providing the very, 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 very best. And it is because of that commitment and excellence that they are able to distinguish themselves from gourmet steak providers, including grade, hand selection, cut, and aging. So in layman terms, let me break that down for you. When it comes down to grilling, because we're going to talk about Mother's Day in a few minutes, but when it comes down to the national grilling holiday, it is the unofficial start of summer, that is Memorial Day, you want to get your meat right. Now, the Chicago Steak Company has everything from beef, chicken, seafood. I talked about the desserts a little bit. We'll get into that a little bit later. But when you're grilling, they have everything you need with the finest cuts. Hey, maybe you want some lobster tail. They got them. Maybe you want some filet mignon. They got it. Maybe you want some Angus steaks. They got it. When you want to treat your people right, you got to do it right. And the best way, I say, get out there on that grill, because I am a person. I have been converted. I went to my local guys and it wasn't matching up. But if I want to spoil my guys and I want to sit out there and grill and show the type of grill master I am, I go to SamShowNation.com and I hit that link of the Chicago Steak Company. And I get my stuff going on, and I am one of the best grillers I know. So that's how I know I do it. And you're only as good as your meat. And the best meat you can get is from the Chicago Steak Company. You can go through that through SamShowNation.com. Click that link in the bottom right-hand corner of the podcast promotions page. Now, around this time, this is where I give the Sam Show Deal of the Week with the Chicago Steak Company. And I'm going to do just that. When you order whatever you order, maybe you're ordering something over the price of $129. Let's say that you order anything over $129, you get the Sam Show Nation special, which is a $25 gift check towards your next order. And then on top of that, put in the promo code RIBEYES at checkout, just how it's spelled. R-I-B-E-Y-E-S, and you get four, count them, four 10-ounce ribeyes with your order. On top of whatever you order, you're getting four 10-ounce ribeyes. Come on, man. You can't beat that with a stick. That is this week's Sam Show Nation Deal of the Week. Go ahead. Go to SamShowNation.com. Click the current promotions at Chicago Steak Company and go from there. Now, I mentioned Mother's Day a little bit earlier, and we got to show, you know, all the good things with your mama. And the best way we can do it is the good folks at flower.com. Yes, flower.com wants you to send fresh flowers to your mom, because Mother's Day is right around the corner. It is the 14th of May, 2 weeks from my recording of this right now. And flower.com got you covered on a bunch of different packages, whether that be stunning beauty bouquet, the perfect cottage, wonders of the world. They got you all set up for Mother's Day, because they know how important the mother in your life is, whether that be your actual mom, your sister, your wife, your whoever's the mother in your life. They got you covered. And on top of that, you go to SamShowNation.com, click the flower.com link, and you can jump into their special Mother's Day sale, meaning you can save 45% on everything they have there. So all the bouquets for the special mother in your life, we got you covered. All you got to do is go to SamShowNation.com, click the flower.com link, and jump into those Mother's Day sales, because they got same day delivery. You can send flowers, you can send gift baskets for the special mother in your life. The only thing we ask you to do is go to SamShowNation.com. You click that link and shop as you normally would for the special mother in your life. So go ahead, go to flower.com via SamShowNation.com and click that link. Shop for to get some flowers for that special lady in your life. Not to be outdone, the next sponsor is the good folks at Walmart. Walmart wants you to show her that you care with gifts that say thank you to the special mother in your life. I talked about a special mother in your life. It could be your actual mom. It can be your sister. It can be your aunt. It can be your wife. It can be whoever's a mother in your life. They want you to treat them right at Walmart. They want you to go to SamShowNation.com. You click that link right there. You show her you care. Whatever they need, whether they want something as far as something that she already care for the home, will that be some cool candles? Maybe on her day she deserves that cosmetic. She want to look like a superstar. She can do that with all their cosmetics. You can warm her heart with all the memories of you guys with their photo lab. And you can relax her day off with a bunch of relaxation tools, such as the foot bath, such as whatever. Hey, Walmart got you covered, man. Whatever that's gifts for the home, maybe some intimate sleepwear, maybe there's some fragrances, beauty, personalized gift, watches, and let's not forget jewelry. Mothers like jewelry. Every mother I know likes jewelry. And they got you covered right there at Walmart.com. Yes, you can click that link right there at SamShowNation.com. Click the Walmart link and you click whatever sparkly gifts that say thank you to the mother in your life. And by doing that, you can either get free 2-day shipping, because Walmart offers free 2-day shipping, or you can pick it up as soon as that day. By doing that, you can pick it up. Hit the pick up today link right there at SamShowNation.com. Clicking that Walmart link, you could click to your at checkout, pick your friendly neighborhood Walmart, and you can get it as soon as that day. Who knows? You can walk to that store, you can order it, you can get it, and you can be like myself. I have made some purchases for some of the special mothers in my life, and I walked right down there to the pickup line, and I picked it right up, and I'm going to get those out to those special mothers in my life. So I offer you to do the same, because you don't have a lot of time. See, Mother's Day is on the 14th of May, which is 2 weeks away from this recording, so you may want to hurry that up. So please go to SamShowNation.com, click that Walmart link, and go ahead and shop for the mother in your life. And last, and certainly not least, the granddaddy of them all, Amazon.com. Yes, Amazon.com. By going to Amazon.com, who are we kidding? The internet was built for very few things, and one of those things is shopping. Right there at SamTrueNation.com on the homepage of current promotions page, you click that Amazon banner. Go ahead and click that Amazon banner. You can shop as you normally would. Hey, maybe you want to get something for the mother in your life. Maybe you don't have a mother in your life. You want to get something for you. They got you covered because Amazon does have everything from A to Z. So please go to SamTrueNation.com. Click that Amazon link. I'm not going to lie to you. You get a bit of a kickback. It goes right back to this podcast. We make it a bigger, better, greater podcast. So go ahead. Click that Amazon link. We know you were going there. It's Amazon. Only thing we actually do is take that detour. Go to SamTrueNation.com. Click the Amazon link. Shop as you normally would. So that's enough of me right now. What I'm going to do, I'm going to reset these mics. We're going to get into this podcast. We got a great one for you guys. Maybe Tasha will join us. I'm looking at her. We don't know. But we'll see you in about 90 seconds. This is Just Talking Sam Podcast, y'all. Just Talking Sam Podcast. Put your name on it. If you don't talk about it, be about it.
I don't know this till like right now. Seriously.
Review on iTunes, y'all.
But it's obvious, if y'all just listen, we never write this out.
Okay, look who decided to join us. Old Tasha Mack herself.
Just talking with Sam and Tasha.
Yeah, that's not
just
happening.
Just talking with Sam and Tasha.
Alright.
Just talking with Sam and Tasha. The best podcast in Detroit. Boom.
Really? Let's raise the bar. I'm pretty much the best podcast in Detroit. Let's go world at this point.
Just talking with Sam and Tasha. Just talking with Sam and Tasha. Just talking with Sam and Tosh, the best podcast in the whole wide world.
There you go.
So we can be just talking with Sam and Tosh now officially?
I put like this.
Was that an announcement?
If you get,
did you just make an announcement?
Whoa. If you get Usher to sing that goddamn song, I'll say that.
Okay, what if I get Anita Baker to sing that song?
No. We need Usher.
Why Usher?
Usher or better.
Okay, what if I get...
Well, you sit back and think about that. Look.
What if I get Beyonce to sing that?
Can I be in a room with Beyonce? Well, no.
Khaled on the DJ Khaled's. We the best.
Well, we'll get to that bridge when we cross it. Well, we back for another week, man. Look, before we jump into it, I want to say thanks because this is the first time. Ironically enough, the thing that we do on a weekly basis to just chill and hang out, and I thank every listener for listening to us because we are doing this. We almost didn't do this week.
We didn't.
We have been busy. We've been on a world tour with Muhammad, my man.
I ain't been nowhere.
Getting
those
things in my mic in my hair. Alright, well, that alright, you too young to get the reference.
I know the song, but I ain't been nowhere with
Muhammad.
That is
a Tribe Called Quest.
I know who it is, Sam.
Alright, for starters, I want to thank my man Name Tag. If you are on social media, I was a guest.
Is he Alex or is he Name Tag?
No, he's Name Tag. Okay. On the Label Podcast, LABL.
I know sometimes he gets sophisticated, he go by
Yeah,
Alex.
Yeah, but that's my guy. I rock with him. You can hear me. And it was weird being on the other side of the microphone, but it was cool.
You're such a ham.
I got a chance to chop it up with
You're
my man.
You're a ham.
How?
Because you act like you have never been interviewed before.
No.
Every time.
No.
You're a ham. You know, I see where our child gets the ham from.
Look,
gets the ham
here it is.
From.
I have been interviewed before. That don't make it less weird. Like, because when you do this, there's a rhythm of being on this side of the mic. Mm-hmm. And then, see, Tag know I'm crazy. See, the deal is, when I'm on the other side of the mic, I gotta, like, curtail all my crazy. Because the listeners of this show, they're like, well, Sam, we understand. Something is up with him.
Yeah.
But I'm a guest in his place. So, either way, Label Podcast, you can hear it at labelmusic.com, namethaticalexander.com. I know they're on iTunes, Stitcher, pretty much anything else. Just look it up. Google Label Podcast, episode 10. I help my man out. He's been on our podcast so many times, I had to jump over there.
Hey, Tag.
Sup, Tag? I know, Tag is probably listening to this. Now, I think about it. I'm glad you said,
away.
Sup, Tag?
All right.
Second thing, well, we couldn't sit out. This is the we couldn't sit out week here. Or week.
That's why I'm so tired.
Week
now.
In my ass.
That's why I'm so
week.
Tired.
And then we got a chance to go to the, you call it the, what, God, what did they call it? King for a Day premiere.
No, it wasn't a premiere. It was more like a screening.
The screening of
King Arthur.
King Arthur. Now,
what is it? The Sword? Something Sword?
King Arthur, Tale of the Sword.
I don't remember. I don't even have my phone. I normally
have this stuff in front of me, but I am fucking beat. And then a little bit of karma, because for the last couple of weeks I've been harping on Rosario Dawson.
I finally got
and
Shelly Humphrey.
The opposite happened. Where you get a chance to sit around and I hump Charlie Hunnam
for to about 2.5 hours.
Let me tell you something about that movie. We got the NDA where we can't talk about the movie like we want to talk about the movie because it's not released to the public. It will be released in what, 2 weeks?
About 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Well, yeah. From now, let me tell you something about that movie. Go see it. It's good.
It was a very good movie.
It was a new spin on King Arthur.
King Arthur was fine, though. He was fine.
Hey, Charlie,
would you like it?
I'm just going to be quiet. Go ahead, please.
I mean, King Arthur.
Remember, we got to do it.
The story of King Arthur is very simple. It's been told simple several times. I ain't going to say simple, but it's been told several times. But this particular
How they
Arthur,
did it.
My God, he was so fine.
Okay, we get it. It was
my
Charlie Hunnam.
God. He was fine. Charlie Hunnam is fine. Like, dude, you just eye humped Rosario Dawson for about 2 hours last week.
Because
so
unforgettable.
So let me have
See,
this.
But because here's the deal. You ready?
Not only did we talk to Rosario
That's what I'm getting at. And
we also seen the movie.
You know
so
what?
So I got two doses of it.
Charlie, you heard it. We're throwing the gauntlet down. 2 weeks before the movie show up, Rosario called. Catherine Heigl call. Skype line
if
open
he
for call, you, my
I'm
man.
I'm just going to be on the phone and be talking.
I'll let you conduct that entire interview.
I would. I really, honestly.
I'll
would.
Walk out.
I really would.
Nothing
you
against
leave.
Charlie Hunnam.
You
it's just.
Leave.
Because I got another. Two podcasts ago, when we talked to Rosario Dawson, there was like this weird shadow over me that I couldn't get into. I couldn't shoot my shot. Couldn't get into
what
it like
what
a what?
What you trying to shoot?
Look, we just
you don't
want to
get beat up by Eric Andre.
I think I could get Eric Andre. He weird as fuck, and I respect his work and I love his comedy, but I feel as though, but nothing about that, man. Good work, man. He did it. But here go the thing about that screening.
Charlie Hunnam was fine, yeah.
And it was a good. Spin on the King Arthur story. It was a different spin. Everybody know you pull the sword from the stone, you become the king. But no. How they did it? I'm trying to say it without saying it. They showed the in between of King Arthur pulling the song from the store and how people reacted to him pulling the sword from the stone. Mm-hmm. I'm saying it without saying it because I don't know how much I can actually say.
Because it didn't like he was.
It wasn't no.
Like immediately accepted.
Yeah. People weren't exactly cool with that shit.
Like, oh, okay.
They weren't.
You can pull the sword. Oh, okay. But yeah. Anyway, back to what
that's what
doing.
Made the story cool.
He kind of had to earn, like, he kind of, like, the TMZ of that time. He kind of had to earn the I don't want to say respect of the people, but.
Yeah. That's what it was.
Well, yeah, in a sense. So, yeah. Because him just pulling the sword from the rock was like. And.
All right. Speaking of which, at that screen.
Did I tell you he was fine? Charlie Hunnam is fine.
Yeah. I think you mentioned that. Now, at that screening.
I love my husband. I need to say that to everybody.
Let's sweep it up real nice.
In case y'all think I'm just being a thought that. No, I love my husband.
First of all, if Charlie Hunnam walk in this room right now, I might as well leave.
No, because I am a dedicated married woman. I could just admire from afar.
I've had that experience. And
you,
then we actually,
I sexed Rosario Dawson about 5 different times in that movie.
It was a good. Well, she showed up butt ass, man. Like,
I didn't even get booty cheeks.
Hey, granted, I did. I can't help that.
Granted,
I did.
I've
she didn't show up butt ass.
I've watched,
man,
Sons of Anarchy, the full whole series, about 2 or 3 times, all the way through.
I can't help that.
Yeah. And so I have seen Charlie Hunnam's naked booty cheeks. So I'm not missing anything in that department. Could he turn around? That would have been great if he turned around. I'm curious.
I've seen it. I've seen Tramps. But my point
you
for
seen,
saying
you seen frontal front notice?
No, I'm talking about Rosario Dawson. Oh. She wasn't afraid to do full frontal.
Well, it's kind of different with guys doing full frontal.
Balls in your court, Charlie.
Like I seen 50 Shades of Grey 1 and 2, and the most penis I seen in that movie was the very top.
Hey. Can't
the
help
top
that.
Part by where the pubic hair is
can't
around the
that.
Base of the shaft.
Can't help that.
That's all they show.
Yeah, I can't help
and
that.
You had, and if you blink, you would have missed it.
All I'm getting at is this. Here we go. At that movie premiere, great movie premiere, I said go see it. Hey, King for a Day, that was our thing. But one cool thing I did do, this is like non-related to the movie. I got in touch with a dude I went to school with, dude I'm currently cool with to this day, my man.
I went to school with him as well.
Yeah, Antonio. Like, I don't want to throw his last name out there. But, look, first of all, Antonio's listening. And Antonio has been listening for some time. And Antonio.
As he should.
Is for whatever reason. After I gave him book, chapter, verse out of years, he's still on the LeBron train.
As he should be.
And I'm saying this on air. I will tag him in the Facebook or Twitter personal challenge. He can sit across from me because I believe in fair and balanced type of reporting or whatever we do. I don't know if you know this or not. As of March 2017, I have been upgraded to being a double diamond. LeBron James hater.
You hate LeBron, like, for no reason. Okay.
Oh, I have several reasons.
I'm pretty sure I've told the podcast world this, but just in case I haven't.
I have several reasons.
My husband, let's say about 8 years ago.
Excuse me, can I get my credit, please?
When LeBron.
Can I get my credit, please?
LeBron's first stint.
Can I hear double diamond? I would
LeBron,
like to hear
LeBron, no. LeBron used to throw the powder in the air. So Sam was such a LeBron James fan. I hunted several Foot Lockers trying to find this stupid t-shirt. It was not on sale, and Nike t-shirts aren't cheap if you just buy one.
I remember that.
Now you hate LeBron.
And
I thank you for my t-shirt. I hate to be in there, but
why.
I took the t-shirt back.
You can have it. He showed
you me. Are a fair weather fan.
I'm not.
You are.
LeBron showed me who he is.
Awesome, the best player to ever play the game of basketball. That's
LeBron James show be who he is. All right, in the spirit of fair and balanced reporting, my man Antonio will be on the podcast soon. We'll schedule something, hopefully during these finals, because I really want to talk to him about that. And fair and balanced, because I broke down the best. The wine are official. Unofficial. Official. My man is more official than Bruce Buffer wearing Adidas. I gotta find out more official things to say about him. He's more official than that. I broke him down. And when I broke him down, he just says, yeah, he does do bitch shit. Yes! Yes! Just admit it! I offer...
I know what you're talking about.
I offer the plethora of a microphone, maybe one of these flavored waters I have over here, to
First
my man
pause.
Antonio.
LeBron James is the best player to ever play the game.
Hey, whatever. Antonio, you can hear me. The gauntlet has been thrown down. You my boy. I dig with my man of 50 grand. But that LeBron love, I just don't get it. Hopefully, maybe. Antonio,
what don't you get?
He convert me. Maybe he could convert me.
If me or DeJuan ain't converted you, I don't think.
Maybe he could, but it's out there for him. But that is a ham-fisted segue to say, look, during the playoffs, we will have someone from the panel of experts chime in on the NBA as right now. And I am a member of the panel of experts, so.
You're a member of the LeBron James anti.
No. What I want to do, I want to talk about the playoffs as of right now, because the playoffs are heating up. I don't know if you've been paying attention.
I haven't. I don't know them guys.
The NBA playoffs has been heating up. Also, the our offer still stands. I want to do this so they don't get mad at me. You go to samshownation.com, hit the current promotions link, and free shipping on any orders over $50 by putting in the checkout code. At the checkout, whatever you get that's over $50, put it in the checkout code NBA50. You can get free shipping. That is the Sam Show Nation promise during the playoffs. All right, go to samshownation.com. Click the NBA store link. And whatever you get, if it's any order over $50, put in NBA 50, free shipping. Okay, now that we got that, I want to dive a little bit into the playoffs. Look, we all know right now, if you're watching the games right now, sound of my voice, speaking of LeBron James, They swept them boys, and now, right now, they will be playing the Raptors today, Sunday. I'm looking at this as I say it, and it's weird because I know you guys maybe listen to it. First game is with the Toronto Raptors. It comes on at 7. Look, I've been saying it for a long time. Raptors going to give them a run for their money, but I know LeBron, Cavs, they may end up winning this, but the problem is they have no defense. Now that we got that out of the way.
They got plenty of defense, man.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
They're ranked. I'm not going down this rabbit hole with you. There's a lot of cool stuff starting because not just the Cavs. I say the game to watch is going to be Celtics-Wizards because that is going to be... Who is going to kick LeBron's ass?
So the Bulls are out.
Oh, yeah. Now, we're going to get into that in a minute. We are going to get into that. Because I'm looking at some of the stuff there. We're just going to jump right into that. A lot of stuff happening right now. Toronto Raptors, Cleveland, all right. And the game to watch, what I've been saying, the series to watch, Jazz and the Clippers.
So who going against the
We gonna see who come
people,
out of there.
Your new team, Golden State.
Really?
Yeah, your team.
Really, Golden State?
Ain't that name Golden State Warriors? The Warriors.
That's what we gonna talk about, Golden State.
I said, who are they gonna be playing against?
They are still sitting back. Because LeBron. All right, I'm sorry. See, I'm a member of the panel of experts, so I gotta break it down for people like Tasha. Let me break this down. See. That's East Conference and West Conference. When we go with the playoffs, see, Steph and them, they ain't really playing right now because...
I understand because they swept the first round, like the Cavs did, but that's what I'm saying. Who would they be playing against in the next round? That's
all right,
what I said.
The thing that we're waiting on,
What outcome? What outcome are we?
What is the outcome? Because they whipped the Blazers' ass.
So we're waiting on the outcome between the Clippers and the Jazz.
That
right?
is correct.
Okay, that's all I was asking.
We're waiting on, yeah. So whoever that's.
Are they the only ones that won seven games?
Oh, yeah. Because I said it. I said it in a couple podcasts ago. That's going to be a series to watch because them boys are hungry. Now, I love the Clippers. But, look, you know what? Go back a couple podcasts ago. My disposition has not changed on that. But that's where we at. Speaking of, so while we're getting that stuff together, we got some more NBA news. Sad NBA news. Larry Bird has stepped down as the Pacers president. Mm-hmm. And that ain't looking good.
The Pacers?
Yeah, see, Larry Bird, Larry Legend himself, stepped down as the president. He was, you know, one of the head.
You mean Larry Brown?
No, Larry Bird.
Larry Brown. Look it up. It's Larry Brown.
No, it's Larry Bird.
No, it's Larry Brown. Larry Bird is the Celtics. Look it up. It's Larry Brown. Look it up.
I can't wait for it. I want to look it up because I just want to show
it's
you.
It's Larry Brown.
So,
because I read it across the screen when we was watching ESPN.
See, yeah, I know. I know you don't know who. That's why I'm just going to type in. I just want you
Larry
to read.
I seen something with Larry Brown.
Yeah, see, Larry Brown Larry is a Bird, whole...
The older Larry Bird gets, the more he actually looks like a bird.
Yes, that's true. That is true. Larry Bird is starting
Dude,
to look like
a bird. I about Larry Brown, too. That's
yeah, true. That's a whole nother thing. See, the deal...
I thought Larry Bird was the president of the, Celtics.
No, see, Larry Brown, the coach, what he's doing right now, he's essentially job hunting. Yeah, I mean, like, that's the best way I can say it. He's doing some front office stuff.
It also could have been a typo on ESPN's part.
It
too.
Could be.
It could have been, but I think
they
had Larry Brown up there. That's what I was like.
Larry Brown is looking for a goddamn job at this point.
Well, I thought he was retired. That's what I was like.
He retired, but he still got it in him. You know, when he like,
he
I still wanted
to. Detroit.
No, you can't.
He won.
No, it's a
he
reason.
Won a championship.
He did, but like it.
Him and Joe Dumars didn't get along.
He didn't get along, but it damn near killed him. My man had a heart attack, two stents.
He had
fuck
a hip
that. Damn near killed him. But no, this is more of a question for Larry Brown. This is goes right back when I was talking about when we had the panel of experts here, where we talked about is PG-13 staying? Paul George. Now, I wish Larry Bird the best in his future endeavors. He can walk off into the sunset. He's Larry Legend, man.
He stepped down or he was fired?
He stepped down.
I mean, he was about to get fired.
Okay. But here go the thing. The Magics. Orlando Magic is looking at him. The Magics. Since Shaq, I've been saying, with an ass. I know. Fuck it, I'm a black guy. But they're looking around. They're nosing around Larry Bird. Hey, if it ain't no smoke, there's fire, man. So, all of a sudden, he want to go to Orlando? Cool. If he do it, cool. If he ride out in Sunset, cool. But I think the whole PG-13 thing, Paul George, for, you know, people like Tasha.
I know Paul George. I know the name.
So.
Can't tell you what he do, but I know the name.
So, I think that took so much of a toll, he just said, fuck it. I want a clean slate. But we'll see as that develops. Playoffs are continuing. Panel of experts are coming back. We gonna do it right. Now, you mentioned the Bulls a little bit earlier. Let me tell you something about them Bulls. After watching them Bulls and all of the instances that can happen with the Bulls, I will say I can make a... You know, I am a closeted Boston fan. No, I'm pretty sure I'm a nutcase. I'm a closet Boston fan. Mm-hmm. But one of the things about Boston, I think I can make a case for Rondo being playoff
MVP. Rajon
Rondo.
Crybaby Rondo.
Yeah, Crybaby Rondo. Locker room cancer fucking Rondo. I can make a fucking case. After watching how the wheels fell apart when he got hurt, mm-hmm. I can make a case for him. Because he has to be playoff MVP. Not did I see a team fall a fucking part when he got hurt. When he got hurt, the Celtics, Isaiah Thomas. I always say Isaiah Thomas is cool. I mean, I respect him. He's going through his family drama. He's going through all of that shit, and I wish him well. I don't know what that feels like. And I wish him the best, and he still played his game, but shit, when Rondo got hurt, they turned that shit around. So, Wizards gonna give them a run for their money, but Rondo, when he got hurt and he left...
He got hurt during the playoffs?
During the playoffs. Like, I'm very critical about Rondo. If you go back,
His name is Rajon.
We go back to Rajon Rondo. Rajon, as you call it. Rajon. Like, I said it in a panel with Vexverse. I said, my man ain't did shit. I said it last two episodes.
Is this his second stint with the Celtics? Because he left and
no,
he
no, no. Back. He's with the Bulls. Oh. He played against them. Oh. So, my whole point with them.
He did play for the Celtics, though.
He did. He did. Locker room fucking cancer.
When they won the ring.
When they won a ring. Ever since then, he been feeling himself. He been on that ooh-wee. He love him some Rajon Rondo.
He loves
but
himself.
But I will say this. I can make a case for him being playoff MVP because without him, that team just fell a fucking part. Which is interesting because he didn't do shit all season. But even in the playoffs, he stepped up. Even with Wade. Now, personally, I feel that is a Jimmy Butler team. But this playoff.
He said Chandler, what's his name? Is he still over there? Tyson Chandler, whatever his name. No. What team he plays on?
You sure you don't want to get your phone? Because without Google, you suck.
I do. All right. My phone is charging. What team Tyson Chandler plays on?
You know what? I just want you to find out later. I just really want you to find out later. Because I miss you with the phone. Now, this may be a hand fist. Like I said about Rajon Rondo. Because I could make a play for him being playoff MVP because how quickly they fell apart. Mm-hmm. I got to play it. It's sweeping the nation. I have done everything in my power since I brought this shit back.
What?
People have been on their best behavior. But ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, Lord.
This week's sit your ass down.
You just sit your ass down.
Sit your ass down. Sit your $5 ass down before I make it.
And sit your ass down.
You would think these people will learn.
Oh, Lord.
You would think. Rajon Rondo. Now, have I been very critical on him? Yes. Did I say just a minute ago, you can rewind this goddamn tape. I can make a play for him because he's so important to that team. That team just fell apart without him. Mm-hmm. Playoff MVP, right? Mm-hmm. He joins the ranks of the sit your ass down for this week.
Oh, Lord.
Because I didn't think this shit was possible.
I want to hear this.
Rajon Rondo. I did not think this was possible. During his injured state in the last game, showed up to the game. Excuse me, game before the last game. However you want to slice it, he did it twice. Showed up to the game in a short sleeve suit.
I mean, where'd he get that from?
Excuse me. Like, I didn't know that was possible.
Like, did he get that from Gymboree?
I don't.
I need to see a picture.
Oh, you don't have your goot. See,
my phone's charged.
Hold on, let's break down the 4-4. Normally, when we do the podcast, Tasha's the one who shows the pictures and have the Google images and
I'm a little unprepared
all that stuff.
Our child drained the battery in my tablet and my
so phone. Now we're just here and we're on a bit of a delay. So it was. All fucked up.
Looks like the one Pharrell was wearing.
There's more? This is the first time I've ever seen this shit. Rajon Rondo. If you can look at the screen, we got screen, the monitors. Yes, my man is rocking the short sleeve suit.
Oh, that's why he... Oh, he must have got that cut off like that, because his arm.
No. Well, why is the second arm cut off?
So, you gonna just have one arm cut off?
Yes.
No.
Or, you could...
So, nobody said nothing about Pharrell wearing short pants.
Or, you could be a grown-ass man.
Did he have on short pants, too?
Excuse me.
Or he had on regular pants?
He had on regular-ass pants.
It's not that bad, sir.
You could be a grown-ass man, and... The cast had to go through the arm to put it on the first time. So go fuck yourself.
He got his sleeves widened. If you got him cut off,
no.
You could have got him widened.
No.
So he can wear the
no.
cast.
No. Sit your
so
ass down.
You just cut suit arms off just because your arm broke?
The short
you
sleeve.
You messed up good clothes.
The short sleeve shoot. Only to be second by, you know what?
But you ain't say nothing about Pharrell because he wore short pants. With the suit.
Pharrell lost everybody when he got that dumb ass hat. Pharrell, after that, no more sit your ass downs for Pharrell. Only to be second. Now, in the panel of experts.
Pharrell is the real life Benjamin Button. You know that, right?
Yeah, because that motherfucker does not age.
Pretty much.
Now, in the panel of experts, when we talked about the NBA playoffs, we did this for about an hour and a half. We talked about the NBA playoffs. I said, this is the season for that avant-garde. Everybody want to be a fashion mogul. Avant-garde. Avant-garde. How do you say it?
Avant-garde.
That shit. Now.
His nigga said underguard.
No, yeah, that shit. Now, I know.
My man. And you sure you weren't born in Alabama with the
my man,
family.
Who's been Boy. Holding it down for the last couple years. Has been Westbrook, but since Westbrook ain't in the playoffs no more, he ain't gonna show up wearing no dumb shit.
He didn't do bad. Like
he didn't do bad this year.
Well, give me with Westbrook is when he wore the low cut shirt,
yes,
and his navel and his taco meat.
I don't know what the fuck he's going through, but he got the short sleeve shirt, right? My man John Wall was like, "Hold my beer." John Wall of the Wizards came in with a camouflage cape in the game 5 win of the Wizards. Mm-hmm. Right before, you know, their win. Let's pull it up. Usually you Johnny on the spot with this, but
yeah,
I understand. You don't have your stuff. John Wall with the, like, one more time. Avant-garde. How do you say it one more time?
Avant-garde.
Yeah, that shit. Look, man. Here's the deal. He wildin'. The short sleeve suit shocked me because
you gotta tilt your monitor down because you got a glare.
Yeah, the short sleeve shoot. See, John Wall did it. It was kind of like a, hey, look at me. You ain't fucking with the real guys.
Like, what's
you
Russell,
see it? All right, you
Russell
see it on the
Westbrook
monitor, right? You see it on
that.
The monitor.
Yes, Russell Westbrook probably looked at it and said,
"I could do better."
I wear that. Suit.
Yeah, like Russell Westbrook looked at that and was like, "I could do better."
Cam Newton came over.
Oh yeah, yeah. Really? You know what's interesting about the sit your ass down?
We need to get one in with Cam Newton during the season because some stuff he went.
Oh my God! Wearing. Yeah, it's come. Remember, we suspended it for a while. Because
yeah.
People,
well, I'm glad it's back because I know Cam Newton's gonna get me.
People start acting right.
Well, you know what? I hate to make him an honorary mention. I know it ain't football season, but that when he did them blonde tip pubes.
Oh.
The tips was just blonde on
oh,
his
yeah.
chin hair.
Oh yeah. See, the deal with the sit your ass down segment, we suspended it because people start acting right, and then you motherfuckers
and then
came back.
Cam Newton, that is
here we are.
Huh?
But now we back, people starting acting right. But, ready for the next sit your ass down?
I'm ready.
This hurt my heart. Faye Dunaway. Remember her?
What did she do?
Faye Dunaway breaks her silence on the Oscar fiasco. Remember Warren Beatty? She left Warren Beatty holding that bag.
Yeah.
Saying La La Land. And they asked her, like, because... The whole time I'm looking at my man, and he didn't. He was like, "No, I'm not gonna say the winner, and I don't want." And then he handed it to her, and she said, "La La Land," and then Moonlight got it, and it was a whole thing.
I remember. It was a mess.
See, she talked to her side of it. Sit your ass down, go to her, because she said, I didn't see the name. She, all I saw was La La Land. I didn't see Emma Stone's name. So she had a press conference. She did it smooth.
No, that she, you said that backer. She didn't see, she seen Emma Stone's name, because it, it wasn't for La, because she got, Emma Stone got the award before that.
Uh-huh.
So she, they handed them back the same envelope that said Emma Stone. She didn't see La La Land. But since Emma Stone's in La La Land, that's probably why they call it La
yeah,
La Land.
You get to sit your ass down, because you didn't have to sit down with Lester Holt, what, 2 months? Two months after this? I would have let my man take the fall publicly.
Warren Beatty. Warren Beatty ain't got to take the fall.
Yeah, he did. He got the Steve Harvey treatment, man.
No, here's the thing with that. Steve Harvey blatantly read the wrong name.
Yeah, yeah.
He blatantly looked at the paper with the corrected information on there and read it. In Warren Beatty's defense and Faye Dunaway's, they handed them back the same envelope. They have officials backstage with briefcases that's handcuffed to them with all of the envelopes in there. So when they open this stuff up, they basically took the envelope back and handed them the same exact envelope. That's not their fault.
You know what I love about the sit your ass down?
What?
You love defending the sit your ass down. Some people
I will defend. But I'm not defending no cape wearing shorts, no, okay, pants, arm wearing.
And
stuff.
Just when we thought people started to act right, this came right before I turned on these mics. My man,
did I read that right?
The last sit your ass down of the week. My man, Billy Ray Cyrus. Don't break my heart, my icky breaky heart. Yes, that set.
Don't think you understand.
Miley Daddy.
That if you break my heart, my icky breaky heart, it might grow up and kill this man.
That dude, ooh, that same dude, he felt as though he was not getting the respect he deserves.
Is he? Would he be considered a one-hit wonder?
Yeah.
Okay, just wanted to double check.
He wasn't getting the respect he deserved. So.
So nobody's putting respect. Never mind.
No respect on his name. They wouldn't put no respect on his name so hard. Billy Ray said, "Go fuck yourself. I'm about to change my name." Billy Ray Cyrus has officially changed his name as of me reading this now. This is hot.
I'm waiting.
Just happened as we turned on these mics. It's official. We will no longer refer to Billy Ray Cyrus as Billy Ray Cyrus.
Okay, what's his name?
William. His name now, from here on out until eternity, until he changes his name,
it's
again.
Just
plain Cyrus, or OG Cyrus, because his daughter is Miley Cyrus. He will only I can't bullshit you on this one. Only refer or respond, I should say, to someone say the name Cyrus. Or if you close with him, OG Cyrus, because of his daughter.
Here's the thing.
Defend that shit. I'm looking right at you.
Here's the thing, Billy Ray. To all of my scandal people and scandal watchers, there's only one Cyrus we recognize.
It's two.
Put your hand out. Let me
it's two.
Let me see what I gotta say. Billy Ray, there's only one Cyrus that we recognize. And his name is Cyrus Rutherford Bean. You, sir, are Billy Ray. There's no defense I have for him.
It's two. Now,
I refuse. Even though Cyrus Bean is a fictional character. But Billy Ray, you are Billy Ray.
Two. Now, here go the shit with the sit your ass down. Remember when people start acting.
He was going by B-Ray or something. B-Ray Cyrus or something. Not
two.
Just call me Cyrus.
Regular ass. Or OG Cyrus.
OG Cyrus. What do you think? He about to cut a rap album?
OG Cyrus.
OG Cyrus.
Now, here go the shit about to sit your ass down.
Hand me that letter opener, please.
Remember when we said, oh, it's cool to retire this because people start to act right?
Mm-hmm.
Some people we got to cut out because, you know, like Trump. We cut out Trump because Trump going to do something
Trump,
every week.
Trump. He gets it every week.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's almost unfair at this point. Now, I'm gonna get these are non-sit your ass down worthy, but let's get back to the news. I just wanted to get those sit your ass downs out of the way because we gonna differ on a few things. One thing I saw in the news, and out of all of our shit. Mm-hmm. Oh, actually, you know what? I don't want to brag, but I want to do this. Took my wife out, and we got a chance to see Chris Rock out to her at the Fox Detroit. Look, first of all, I am a huge Chris Rock fan. Mm-hmm. Now, people have even accused me of sounding like him. I can't.
Nah, you kind of did.
I don't mean to, but it's just my case.
Sometimes you go on a rant, you sound like him, if him and Bill Burr had a baby.
Okay, I'm with that. And that's shit about influences of people who influence you and whatever.
His fingers are about as long as your fingers.
I don't mean to. That's the thing. I don't mean to. But when it comes down to it, we went to go saw it. It was cool. I love what he's doing. They lock up the cell phones.
That is interesting. The whole cell phone lock up.
Yeah. And you and get a chance to sit down and enjoy.
The fact that black people are so attached to their phones. Did they get upset?
It was a few that was upset. But people, for the most part, was cool with it because we got a chance to do that. I'm going to say that. And it was cool. Mm-hmm. Now, the reason I bring that up is because, A, I spoil you. Sometimes you don't deserve stuff to do for you.
I deserve everything.
You saw Charlie Hunnam this week.
I did.
You got
still waiting on them Pandora's Chris Rock. Arms.
You got, you just...
Still waiting on them Pandora charms.
The award-winning weekend.
Pandora charms.
Hey, Mother's Day is around the corner. Maybe you want to do something with that?
Hey, I already got my charm picked out.
I mean, like, hey, whatever.
I will send you the link to the charm I want.
Who knows? The reason I bring that up is because of... I want to throw out... It was cool, like a celebrity... throwing their weight around with the mm-hmm. cell phone thing.
But Dave Chappelle did it too.
But now in the news I saw this and I thought this was awesome. Oprah Winfrey mm-hmm. was thrilled to meet this young man who didn't know who the fuck Oprah was. They had the, what was it? Look, let me break this down. Sometime this week it was take your kid to work week. Or what was that, Tuesday?
Thursday.
Take your kid to work day, right?
You failed to take ours.
And
you failed to take
I
ours.
Did not take ours because...
He's not even here in here podcasting with you.
And he'll get there. We've got enough time, whatever. But, like, people took their kids to work day, and they went to the take your kid to work day with O or O, like, the fucking magazine O, right? And... Oprah hung out with this kid and was like thrilled because this kid had no clue
who
Oprah
she was.
Oh,
I seen that video.
And she was just like, I'm fucking with this kid because if you're Oprah, mm-hmm. you've been Oprah for a while. Mm-hmm. And being Oprah for a while, like sometimes you get a chance to throw your weight around. That's why I talked about Chris Rock. And we went out. We started. Like I've been saying this whole podcast, like we have not sat down this weekend. Mm-hmm. This week. This weekend is where we finally really sat down and we did house shit. We like cleaned up. We
cleaned out the garage.
Yeah, I know.
Part of the basement.
So like chilling. And even with that, like this, I look at Oprah. She wanted to hang out because
got a lot of steps today.
She finally got a chance to be herself. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why that story resonated to me because everybody knows who Oprah was. And it was just like a thing where she got a chance to just be herself. Look, I know this seemed like a non sequitur, but I think that's cool. Because Oprah has to be Oprah all the goddamn time.
Yeah.
And when you get a chance where somebody don't know, you know, you giving out trips to Australia and buying everybody cars and shit, that gotta be a good feeling.
I would love a car.
Yeah. But either way, I just want to toss that out there. Now, here's another thing that caught my... I have something more in common with Rob Lowe.
Okay.
Since we're going through the news. Rob Lowe...
He's fine, too.
Revealed why he does not like role play in the bedroom.
Oh, I want to hear this.
Rob Lowe's an actor.
Here's the thing with Rob Lowe.
Okay.
Here's the thing for me with Rob Lowe. Rob Lowe. If ever we, I need a movie where Rob Lowe and Zac Efron are in it together.
I think that happened.
Because they look alike.
They're very close.
They look alike. And it'd be cool to see both of their fine selves, daddy and son.
Like,
somewhere.
During this podcast.
I don't know what movie to be in.
During this podcast.
Benny, that was so off topic.
Hold on, let's break this down. During this podcast, on and off mic, I've said it. I dig role play. I dig the costume. And
yeah.
When you're in
the
bedroom.
Last time we did role, we tried to role play. And that we are letting y'all in our bedroom. The door will be shut very soon. You will not be welcome back in.
You don't know about that.
Not you. I'm talking about the audience. The last time we role played, we were so busy laughing at the situation. We never tried it again.
And that's where...
I had a corset on. I couldn't breathe. It was just a lot going on. It was hilarious.
That's what Rob Lowe was saying. Rob Lowe was like, he can't do the role play because, look, Rob Lowe's an actor. He's around makeup. He's around special effects all the time. So when Mrs. Lowe come in the bedroom dressed like a nurse, my man automatically goes into acting mode. Mm-hmm. So when he goes into acting mode, he's like, you're not a good actress. B, I got to start laughing because you're not a nurse. None of this makes sense.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at Rob Lowe. I'm like, yes, finally somebody because I got shamed. Remember a couple, not too long ago, we talked about this on the podcast.
Maybe a year, almost a year ago.
Not that long ago.
I said almost.
But people was getting on me like, if your girl want to do that for you, you should blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, with the lingerie. We just like.
Yeah, I'm like.
I literally have a drawer full of lingerie with tags.
And I looked at it, I was just like, I respect it, much like Rob Lowe. I respect your
effort.
The
only thing about you is, like, if I put on a matching pair of panties and bra, you're pretty excited about that.
That's about it because it's just kind of like.
He's so used to me.
I want
to
be a nurse.
I'm in mom mode most of the time, and I have my mom bra on. Every mom know what that bra is. You have one boob. That's the mom bra.
But if you come to me, like,
we all have the mom bra.
I want to be.
But like, I can literally, if I put on a black bra and a pair of black panties, he's pretty much good with that.
Yeah.
I don't have to go any further.
What's the thing I always say? It was just like, no one eats a Snickers wrapper.
Yeah. I appreciate the excitement you have when I put on matching panties and bra.
Yeah, but that was just it. It's just like, here we go.
That's as far as we go. But the role playing stuff, that ain't happening.
Me and Rob Lowe in the same world, man. Speaking of the news,
I'm going to be a sexy teddy bear.
With all the stuff we've been watching in the news, right? I found out that my man, Carmelo Anthony, listens to this podcast.
Carmelo Anthony is an idiot. Well, go ahead.
Hold on. No. Because I think I set him straight. Last week on the podcast, I was solo dolo by myself doing the thing. Well, technically, I wasn't by myself. Our official, unofficial, official.
Yeah.
NBA correspondent, DeJuan, called in. DeJuan. So, but I talked about Carmelo Anthony. I was like, dog, you need to calm down that shit because this is no good judge. You're a young brother out here. You making money. It's no good judge, right? Mm-hmm. As of today, I'm reading this. Due to my sources.
Your sources.
My sources. Carmelo Anthony is trying to woo Lala back and save their marriage. I'm taking full goddamn credit for that.
Cheaper to keep
home because all that stuff, there was filling my man.
If he got a baby on the way, she ain't gonna want
Carmelo,
him back.
Carmelo, it was filling all. No, that was the stripper who got the baby on the way.
By him.
Now remember, I said,
but he got the baby when she.
Remember, I said
some women like me. Look, cheating, I possibly could forgive that, but another baby, oh nah, bro.
But remember what I said. I said, Carmelo, dog, you need to calm down. It's a lot of no good judges out there. You need to calm that down, young man, because they gonna get you. Right?
Yeah.
And I quote, due to my sources, Carmelo Anthony is making a last-ditch effort to save his marriage with Lala. According to TMZ, one of my sources, reported that on April 27th, that Melo is doing, quote, everything he can, unquote, to woo Lala back including loving text messages, loving displays, and public displays of affection. In mid-April, it was reported that the reality TV star and the NBA stud had separated, and Lala has already moved out of their family home in New York City. Later that week, reports have surfaced that they split after Carmelo got another woman pregnant. Go back last week, I give you my take on that. I want to keep reading.
Okay.
At the time, the estranged couple wasn't planning to get into divorce for the sake of their 10-year-old son. As a source says on page 6, they haven't even mentioned the D word. She has not hired a lawyer. They are not there yet. There is no divorce. There is no custody battle. They are discussing what is best for their 10-year-old son and figure out the best way to handle this situation. They are just being the same parents they always have. End quote. Melo has apologized to Lala countless times, TMZ said, one of my sources. And they are begging her to go out on dates with him.
Don't go nowhere, Lala.
Liking of images on Instagram and being offering to take her on a marriage-saving vacation.
Nigga, you got to buy me the earth, okay?
Excuse me. I want to take credit for this because I told him. I said it. I got to ask. Podcast you're not on. Do you listen to those podcasts?
Some.
Did you listen to last week when I gave them that hard-hitting information?
I did listen last week, but I can't remember right now.
It's a lot of no good judges out there. Don't let these people fool
you. That's
one
DeJuan was on. I think I did listen.
I don't think he was on that one.
I wasn't.
It was me and DeJuan.
You was trying to get me on it, but
I tried and didn't work. And I quote, hold on, let's go back to the source, one of the sources. And I quote, he insists Lala is the only woman for him and has no plans with anyone else, TMZ said. There are two keeping things civil now for the sake of their son. TMZ said Lala and Carmelo do not want to uproot their son from the school they have in place in New York.
Mm-hmm.
When they split, if they split, it was reported that the duo's relationship will be filed with ups and downs, but things have been very stressful for the company over the past NBA season.
I'm sure.
Which we have discussed with the panel of experts.
And because myself, he's going through something with the Knicks and stress on the job. Men don't know how to leave their job stress at the job and it comes home.
All right. And I want to continue where Melo's name has been constantly in trade talks. The New York Knicks president Phil Jackson said on April 14th, and I quote, Carmelo would be better off somewhere else, end quote.
Mm-hmm.
Carmelo, though, has a clause in his contract with the Knicks that can veto any trade, but indications he's ready to move on from the Knicks. For years, Carmelo was focused on winning the basketball court. He's not just trying to win back his wife. Not only trying to win back his wife, end quote. Now, I want to make that plain. He's doing everything he can to win back Lala, but all of these actions were put in place after I said it. I'm taking credit for this. I said it day one. You don't want to mess with these no good judges, Carmelo. You can get into that. You can get into, remember I said last week by myself, I said Carmelo said she married, I'm not. And you're trying to side with the girl who's obviously in love with him and all that good stuff. All that shit is fleeting. Carmelo, do the right thing. And essentially, he has. Carmelo listens to his podcast. That's the only way I can, because I can't think of another podcast that said, Carmelo, slow down, other than us. So, there we go. I said it.
You're stupid.
Breaking news. Go back. The tape says it.
I'm not. Okay.
The tape says it. The timeline says it. If Carmelo Anthony. Excuse me. I want to talk to Carmelo. All right. With the magic of the pause button, we are back. Let me break this down. Carmelo Anthony. If you are listening to this podcast, you are more than welcome to come on this podcast and say if I did or didn't talk you down. But I will say this. That it just seems too congruent, too that say we didn't have a factor in that. Look, I understand our fan base. I don't know who listened. I don't know if somebody tapped them on the shoulder. But look, I didn't want to get my man. I've been following my man career since Syracuse. Mm-hmm. I've been following La La way before the VH1 stuff. I'm talking MTV, Spring,
was she on TRL and all that stuff too?
All that stuff. When she was La La Velasquez, I was down with La La right then. And I'm not knocking Melo. Hey, you got married. You got, hey, you off the market. Hey, we ain't doing La La no more. All
right.
When it was La La versus Free, how do you spend your afternoon? You could turn on one channel, you can see Free. You could turn on one channel, see La La. In my case, and it's very unpopular, La La won.
Wow.
I know. Not 106 and Park with Free. I know. You know what the deal with Free was?
What?
It was that goddamn lurch that was holding her down. Ooh,
AJ.
Like, anytime I start really getting into Free, Lurch and his fucking big forehead just jump right in there.
He is the man now. He worked for what, E?
One of them. It's him and Mario Lopez.
The man that's also aging backwards.
All right. Either way, my whole point is Carmelo Anthony listens to his podcast, and I think I got through to him. I talked some sense into him. The Knicks gonna be the Knicks.
Knicking. Not winning.
But don't lose your wife over this shit. And he listened. That's all I'm getting at. Carmelo.
I pray it works.
Carmelo, if I am wrong in any sense of the word, please feel free to call into this podcast. I would love to hear from you. I love to talk about some of your days in Syracuse. I really want to talk about those Denver days. But fuck it. I'll talk to Carmelo Anthony. But if I'm wrong, shit, Carmelo. Open door policy. I love to talk to Carmelo. Now, speaking of no good judges, I'm going to kick out two no good judge stories. I don't think we can wrap this up for this week.
I'm listening.
Speaking of the news, I want to kick this out to you because this was the, oh really? Duh. This is not a news story, but I've been following this so hard, I'm just now invested in it, mm-hmm. So I got to see it through. News story, here's the headline. Angelina Jolie and the kids plan to move closer to Brad Pitt this summer.
He should punch her in the forehead.
Really? Surprise, the motherfucking same kids. Surprise.
And she ain't want him to discipline them same kids.
Same kids. Fuck it, I'll read it. Ready?
Go.
Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt split finally has become less thorny, and I quote, Angelina regrets that the way she handled certain things and wants to make peace with Brad, end quote. I say,
you done called this
no
man a pill popping drug head / drunk.
All he did, let's just leave all our comments.
Now she the mama.
Hold on, let's just leave all our comments.
Mother freaking Teresa.
Remember, we have been following this, and all our comments come to light with this shit.
I don't condone domestic
violence. Hold on, let's keep going.
But he need to punch her in the forehead. You spazzed out on me for disciplining a child that I adopted for you.
All right, hold on. I want to throw out our sources. We're a pretty good podcast. I don't know if you know this by now.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
A friend
he
of
He ain't
the,
cheat on
oh,
her.
Excuse me.
Do
excuse
nothing.
Me. I just want
to. All he wanted to do was reprimand the child. And now she, oh, wait,
mm-hmm.
I got to be out.
Mm-hmm. You can go back. How many podcasts have we said all he wanted to do was be a dad? My man was getting too big for his britches. He shot him down like a good dad. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
I don't know no male that ain't been hemmed up by their daddy.
No good judges.
Have you ever been hemmed up by your daddy?
All the time. I think I still could be. No good judge. No good. Oh, but let me keep reading.
Go.
One of our sources.
TMZ.
No. A friend of the actress, and we're not kicking out no name. We've had some interviews with some people. All right. Brad, meanwhile, is reported to, quote, in all things, put the kids first between him and his estranged wife. He feels that the life fell apart, that his life fell apart in one day when the kids was taken from him. His kids are everything to him, and his happiness and his success is what's most important. He would never put them through what he's been through in his life, and if he could prevent it, he would, end quote.
Yeah.
Says one source. One source.
Okay.
All right. And I quote, same source, right? Brad is way too upset still. He blames Angie for how the public and everyone has become very indifferent to him. End quote. Says another source. And I quote, he knows that eventually it is best to forgive her, her being Angelina Jolie, and be on good terms for the sake of the children. But he feels he let her down in a way that he never thought possible. He saw a different side of her that he can't forget, but he let her down in the sake of the kids. The way everything went down has been compromised way beyond his comprehension. End quote. One more time, another source, JTWS, we got them sources, baby.
I see.
Ultimately, Brad hopes that somehow, some way, that they will come out of this stronger and better off. Physically seeing his children is expected to get a little bit easier this summer, end quote. Meaning, because he's cool with them moving closer to him. Angelina found it was too hard to travel with the kids back and forth from Malibu to his house. And they reportedly, a few streets, even though she's moving them a few streets away. They will be moving there this summer, and they'll continue to see Brad on a more regular basis. Okay, let me break this down. This is almost a sit your ass down. This is not a sit your ass down, because we told you this shit was going to happen as we've been following. You've been with me, right? Brad just hemmed up his kid on a plane because my man was getting too big for his britches. Your dad's Brad Pitt.
15 years old.
Yeah, I get it. You don't try to test my man. Now,
I don't know no kid that ain't never tried to test one of their parents.
Here's what happened. My man Brad, Angelina, went out there, tried to do that shit on her own, and she tried to hire a nanny that speaks fucking 7 languages. That shit ain't gonna fly. And here we are. Now you wanna move close to my man Brad Pitt, who only been trying to do this shit for the kids. He love you, he loves his wife, but my man had to put the kid in check.
As he should have.
How is this not a situation now?
It should be.
It really should be.
When she got up and asked about it, she justified, oh, this kid has an opinion. No, he don't. Not up in here.
All right. Now, here we go. And I think we can close with this. You ready for another new...
This is a quick one.
No good judge story.
This is a quick one.
It depends on how you treat it.
All right, go.
I think it's a quick one. But I know who you are. All right. I don't know if you know this. I don't know if you heard this. This is a court case. The doctor from New York, I don't want to fuck his name up, but Dr. Wanko? You heard about that?
I don't know.
All right, here it is. 36-year-old doctor. I'll give you the quick version. 36-year-old doctor from Manhattan. Woman, the girl he was messing with, is suing her ex-boyfriend, the doctor, in question, for allegedly slipping Plan B in her drinks, according to multiple sources. The girlfriend alleges that the doctor prevented her from getting pregnant because he kept slipping Plan B in her drinks. See, they've been going out. The short story is, they've been going out for about 4 weeks. And when the time for sex came up, she thoroughly insisted that my man go in raw dog without a bag.
Man, bro, no.
Now, this guy is not just a regular doctor. He's like one of the top neurosurgeons in New York. Now, the key is he saw the pump fake coming. And he was like, all right, I'll go in, brought all out of the bag. But when she wasn't looking, he squirted a little Plan B in her drink.
Ain't no squirt, it's a pill, Sam.
No, it was liquefied. He's a doctor, he can do it.
He probably gave her progesterone.
Okay, whatever the fact. Whatever the shit, so she don't get pregnant. Because she insisted. Now, she is suing him because she didn't get a chance to choose. My man saw the shit coming, and the shit is,
it's unethical from an ethics standpoint.
There we go.
But he's kind of smart, actually.
What he was dealing with. Alright, fuck it, let's read it.
For one of you trying to say, oh no, hit it raw, it's okay. Yeah, you got an agenda.
Alright. After this happened, she broke up with him after the incident where she was like, this drink tastes funny. She filed for, and right after she broke up with him, she filed for a $5 million lawsuit against my man, the doctor, this past Friday. And said, hey, the couple was dating, and she frequented unprotected sex. My man found out, slipped a Plan B in that boy. Or whatever that was. She found out, because she found the box of the Plan B or the oral contraceptive. I'm saying Plan B because layman's terms. The discarded box. She then confronted him, who admittedly said, yeah, I diluted and mixed Plan B, and I'm quoting at this point, in your beverage because I did not want to make you pregnant. End quote. The suit states that the doctor, the good doctor, confessed that he was aware that she would never voluntarily agree to taking Plan B.
So she had an agenda, basically. What he still wanted to hit it. That's what I got.
He knew what he was dealing with. He had the conversation. He knew what he was dealing with. But now the no good judge is taking this to court because they're robbing the girl of her choice. And because he's a doctor, he should know better. So I say to you, no good judge, no good judge. Did he do the right thing? I'm with the doctor on this.
On an ethic, from a person that worked in the medical field, on an ethics standpoint, he's wrong. On an ethics standpoint.
Define ethics.
Ethics as a doctor.
Okay. All right.
You can't abuse your power and privileges. You can't. You know. You have to do go. You can go beyond the call of duty in certain situations, but you cannot abuse your power.
See, when you say ethics, I'm looking at ethics as a man, knowing
but
what you're dealing with. Yes.
Very smart.
Knowing what you're dealing with.
Person standpoint. Very smart.
So the court case. It's still going on.
I got to do some more research about
this. Now, here's what's cool about this. My man did not know this was going on. According to the Daily News, they talked to the doctor. He declined to comment because the legal counsel, all this happened on Friday. He was like, oh, this shit is news to him. Now, he came out and said, like, yeah, I did this shit because, he told her, like, I did this shit because you ain't adhere to whatever their agreement was. Yeah.
It's like you trying to get pregnant.
You got here 4 weeks ago. And you insist on going raw dog without a bag?
I wouldn't. How about let's not?
You don't. Let's not get all crazy. Let's not get crazy. I mean, my man is in surgery all week. My man need a little relief. And obviously, she worth the $5 million to even be dealing with. So, he probably want to get a $5 million worth of whatever. But here's the kicker. You need to play with the rules here. So, you know what? I'm with you. Let's just follow this as it go along. Because
I will
follow this because this looks like it's going to heat up. As of right now, I think we pretty much done. We pretty much done this week.
We are. I'm about to go lay down.
Yeah, we had a pretty decent
long week.
Long
was a good one.
But we did a lot of stuff. As always, you can always hit us up for the epicenter of everything related to Just Talk with Sam podcast at samshownation.com. Yeah, .com. Samshownation.com. Everything you need from there is there. You can talk to me personally on Twitter at samshow11, and we're on Facebook and Twitter at Just Talk with Sam. No G in talking, Just Talk with Sam. All one word on Facebook and Instagram. We'll holler at you guys next week.
Bye.
Peace out, guys.